Now, I know you have a lot of other tape excerpts which indicate some more subliminal messages and some satanic messages. We'll be dealing with that momentarily. But I wonder if you would describe or define a subliminal message for us.
A subliminal message is your conscious mind hears or sees one thing, but your subconscious mind completely picks the other up. And our minds are like a computer. It stores everything. And the thing that really upsets me with the beats, and as we'll find out through subliminal effects later on in this interview, that they're messing with our minds and we don't even know it. I believe subliminal persuasion is as close to mind control as you can get, and it's used also effectively throughout the rock music.
Just before you make us aware of the hidden lyrics that you have researched and the singers and groups, just before we hear these hidden and satanic messages you have on tape, can you perhaps bring us up to date on some new lyrical jargon that we wouldn't otherwise be aware of?
Yes, there's some new words that are being described very blatantly. Let me give an example. In the lyrics of songs, when you hear them sing about engine, motor, or machine, they're referring to sex. When you hear them sing about funky, they're referring to sexual odors. When they sing about groovy, they're talking about the position of intercourse. When they sing of get off, they're singing about the goal of lovemaking. And then you hear them talk about and sing about groupies, they're talking about rock prostitutes. And as we talk about things like that, sometimes this can come across unnecessarily blunt. But I think it's about time that young people and adults alike find out exactly what is going on in the rock industry. And the only way we're going to being able to make people aware is just being frank about what they're doing.
The really important thing to realize that these are words that we sing with the radio every day.
That's right.
And we don't even realize what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to be informing us of the different rock groups who are tied in with the occult. Now, dealing with the occult, we know that satanic worship, but what should we look for, what should we listen for and be at least on our guard for that would indicate satanic worship?
Okay, as I describe album covers and you listen to taped excerpts like the one we just heard, and you listen to the lyrics and things, in regards to satanic worship, many things are involved in satanic worship. And these are the things I want you to listen for in lyric and as I describe picture. You'll be hearing things about blood sacrifice, death, occultic symbols, the upside-down cross, fire, possession, spirits, ghosts, things of snakes and serpents. And listen closely when you're going to hear me talk about goat's heads, distorted faces, crystal balls, levitation, darkness. All these things are involved in satanic worship that are saturated throughout rock music. And these are the things that I'm going to be describing.